The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Thank you for joining us on Wines du Jour. We're at Olivia's Mexican Restaurant and Bar here in Las Vegas, where you should be, and we're America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, brought to you with great information about good wines and great food, and each and every episode, each Thursday at this very same time. Thank you for your inquiring emails sent from your home country, from all around the world, from the East Coast, from Left Coast, from Italy, from Baja California, from Australia, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our in-house special invited guest audience are both hungry and thirsty and can't wait to get started, so they're pouring our first wine as we speak. My special guest tonight is the general manager here at Olivia's, Giorgio. He'll be with us a little bit later in the program. Our program broadcasts each week, remembering that each time we reflect on what we're all about, and that is, wine is food. A meal is a meal, but with a glass of wine, it's a celebration. From casual gatherings to formal affairs, wine celebrates any event. Remembering also that we discover lots of good information about taste and flavor as we enjoy good food and pair it with excellent wines, because wine is bottled poetry. If this is your first time listening to Wines du Jour, stay tuned. You need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. Wines du Jour food and wine radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, and Warp Radio. And we're on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. We also are available on podcast, and we're free on iTunes. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back for fun, information, and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. And remember, a meal without wine is called breakfast. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about where our wines are coming from this evening. They're from a very, very popular area in California, the Central Coast region, and more specifically in a town called Paso Robles. Some people pronounce it Paso Robles. That's the way it's spelled. That is not the way it is normally pronounced. It's Paso Robles. That's okay. Call it whatever you want, just so you know where it is. Paso Robles sits just about 32 miles from the Hearst Castle, if you know where that is on the Central Coast. It's a beautiful place to visit if you haven't been there before. And, of course, Hearst is known for his newspaper in San Francisco. That's where he made all the money to buy this beautiful castle that they have there in the Central Coast. The Central Coast region, I need to let you know, is probably one of the largest regions, or without a doubt, the largest region that we call it in California, because it extends all the way from Santa Cruz all the way down to Santa Barbara, all along the Pacific coast, and anywhere from right on the coast to 40, 45 miles inland. There's a lot of wineries. In fact, in Paso Robles, which is almost halfway between Santa Cruz and Santa Barbara, Paso Robles has over 100 wineries there in that area. And one of the beautiful things about Paso Robles is the soil condition is excellent for growing grapes. But in addition to that, the terroir is good. And, you know, we talk about terroir here on Wines du Jour for quite a long time, because it's the most important part of growing grapes in order to make wine. Terroir is several things in advance, one of which is how much wind there is during the year, how much rain, how cold, how hot, how wet, all the things that pertain to a particular place that might be considered a vineyard. You need to know that that's called the terroir. We need to go to a break, so if you'll hang on, we'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet when we return right here on Wines du Jour at the Boulevard Mall in Las Vegas, Nevada.
As we are all aware, restaurants and celebrity chefs come and go. But one restaurant is constant, El Cholo. Hi, this is Larry Elder. Since 1923, the original El Cholo on Western Avenue and those in La Habra, Santa Monica, downtown L.A., Anaheim Hills, and the latest Corona Del Mar have served millions of loyal fans and multiple generations. If you've dined there, you know the reason why. It's those fresh green corn tamales, Carmen's historic nachos, the margaritas, and so much more. Treat yourself and dine at a restaurant you really want to go to. El Cholo. I know I do.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available only on your iPod, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're here at the Boulevard Mall. You know, speaking of the Boulevard Mall, this is one of the original malls in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's one of the older ones. However, it just changed hands. Somebody bought it from the people that owned it for so many years, and they're in the process of spending several million dollars of remodeling it. So they're trying to get people because we've had, as you can only imagine, how our town has grown from, well, when I moved here, there was 450,000 people living here. Now there's well over 2 million. That's incredible. So there's a lot of other shopping malls around the country here in Las Vegas, and they need to draw some of them that have left here and start shopping in others to come back because they have some good tenants and so on. But the remodeling is going to make a big difference. One of the things that they went out and retrieved, if you will, and brought into this mall is Olivia's Mexican Restaurant. This is a killer restaurant. If you like Mexican cuisine, or if you want to find out what Mexican cuisine really tastes like, you need to check out Olivia's. You walk through the main door, the main entrance to the Meadows Mall, and it's right there on the right-hand side. You'd trip over it if you're not careful. That's how close to the front door it is, and that's good. And Giorgio is going to be our guest a little bit later in the program, as I've already told you. You're going to find that he's a very, very smart guy, and he really knows the business. He worked for a very large hotel here for about 12 or 15 years, and they persuaded him to leave there and come over here and run this restaurant, and it's pretty doggone good. It seats about 300 people, which is a lot, and they have what would be considered a patio, but it's, you know, that's all indoors. We're on the patio right now, but we're indoors, and the temperature is probably 70 degrees or 68, something like that. So that's a good thing. Plenty of parking here, and Olivia's the place that's open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. So you want to check it out. Let's get back to our wine now. Oh, I talked about Central Coast. Central Coast is, again, from the Santa Cruz to the Santa Barbara area. That's quite a few. It's a couple hundred miles. But halfway down, you pass the Hertz Castle, and you make a turn to the east. You'll drive into the town or the area known as Paso Robles. In Paso Robles is a personal friend of mine that we've been friends for, I don't know, I'm going to say over 20 years. He and his wife, Mary Ellen, he is one of the best winemakers in the state of California, without any question. He consults to an awful lot of wineries, and then, of course, he also produces some of his wine. And we're featuring three of his wines this evening. In fact, the first wine that we have is called Viognier. Now, so many people maybe have never heard the term Viognier, and that's okay. It is a French varietal that started out in France. It's all over the world now. Almost all major wineries grow Viognier because it's so tasty and it goes so well with food compared to Chardonnay. And you listen to us on the past, you know that I'm not a real big fan of Chardonnay only because it doesn't pair well with food most of the time. There are some Chardonnays that do pair well with food, and those are great. I like them. But I'm not real big on one that, you know, because I'm a chef, so I think in terms of food and wine together. And as you know, my slogan here at Wines du Jour is wine is food. It's an important thing for me to hopefully have you listen and think about pairing foods with wine on a daily basis. And the reason I'm saying that is that wine is not what I would call a Friday night or Saturday night product, like gin or vodka or tequila or one of those. Wine is food, and you should think of it in terms of, you know, you don't forget the butter and the bread, or you don't forget the milk, don't forget. And the medical profession all around the world all agree now that you should have one or two glasses of wine every day. That would be generally with your dinner meal, but anytime. It's good for you. It's healthy in many respects. I don't want to get into the medical parts of it, but I can tell you it helps your blood tremendously, and it helps you breathe better, believe it or not. I know that sounds a little facetious for a non-doctor telling you that, but that's what they tell me, so I'll take them at their word. So the Felton Cellars, which is the winery that we're featuring this evening, and we're tasting the Viognier right now, as I mentioned. Viognier is a, this is 100% Viognier, just so that you know. There's nothing else blended with it whatsoever. And you hear me talk about the percentage of alcohol in wine each week. And I poo-poo wines that have over 15% alcohol, only because the higher the alcohol, the less it pairs with food. So it's kind of like I don't like all Chardonnays because it doesn't pair well with food. I don't like high alcoholic wines because they don't pair well with food. But if it's under 15%, I think it's not a problem. Used to be that percentage was 11 or 12%, then it went up to 13. Now it's, you know, 14, and now it's up to 15. In fact, there are some wines out there today on the market and retail stores around 16%. I just wanted to throw this in because most people aren't aware. If it's more than 16%, let's say it just hypothetically it's going to be 18%, then you're going to pay an extra $2 a bottle because the federal tax is increased when it's above 16%. So they'll bring it right up to 16, but never more than 16 because of the tax factor. It's not because of the taste. Isn't that wild? I think it is anyway. So if you find a wine that is 16%, I also have to tell you something else about that, is that you can be up to 1.5% off. So technically speaking, you might claim your wine to be 16%, but it could be as high as 17.5% and not pay the tax, unless they prove that you did it on purpose. That's crazy. Laws are weird. I don't know how they come up with all this stuff sometimes, but it's unique. Okay, the vineyard that this Viognier was grown in the Paso Robles area, is called Willow Creek. It's a little district, part of the area of Paso Robles. And let me tell you, it's a little bit on the hilly side. It's not, there's no mountain there, actually, but it's on the hilly side. And because of the hills, the soil condition is a little bit unique. And the soil condition and the weather, which in the Paso Robles area, generally speaking, is on the warm side. It gets pretty warm, and I should say probably hot in the summertime, maybe as high as 112, 115 degrees, kind of like Las Vegas. And that's pretty warm for growing grapes to make wine. The reason I'm saying that is that, again, hot is not always conducive to making good grapes because it tends to either do one of two things. It either forces the grapes to have thicker skins, and if they have thicker skins, they have less juice. And if they have less juice, you don't end up with enough product to make the wine that you should have when you start weighing it by the ton. That's the way grapes, there are a lot of people that grow grapes to make wine, but they do not make wine themselves. They love to be grape farmers, so to speak, and that's what they do, is they grow the best grapes you can imagine, and they sell them to wineries. and wineries don't all have their own vineyards. They buy a lot of grapes from the farmers that I mentioned. And so that's how the grape business and or the wine business has been progressing over the years. I know a number of wineries that have been buying grapes every year from the very same farmer for 15 and 20 years. I mean, they do a good job, and they're way above average in terms of quality. And so they search them out, make a deal with them, and they contract for 5, 6, 8, 10 years at a time that they'll buy them. Of course, the only difference would be if the weather screws things up and the grapes don't grow as well as they should. But normally it's all pretty good, and that's a good thing. So the Viognier, just so that you know, is a medium-bodied wine. It is kind of robust in its flavor. It's a little bit heavier taste than some of the wines like a Sauvignon Blanc and so on. And it's has a little bit of the vanilla flavor to it, typically. And the reason is, if you've been listening to us here, you know that vanilla only comes from one thing, and that is an oak barrel where they have actually aged the wine in oak, and the vanilla permeates out into the juice. So if you do get any wine, whether it's red or white or pink for that matter, if it has a vanilla flavor or taste to it, you know that it has been aged in oak. That's kind of neat. Now, one of the neat things also that goes with the Viognier wine is something, well, like tonight, they've taken an enchilada, flattened it, and made a little enchilada taste for us to have with grilled chicken. And that tastes, I think, pretty good. If you taste that and then take a little sip of that wine, you see where they pair very, very well together. So Giorgio's done a beautiful job for that. Something that I like the Viognier with, if you're speaking of Mexican food, is I like mahi-mahi tacos. Now, I don't know, you can buy mahi-mahi in a lot of grocery stores that have fish counters, and if it's fresh, it's good. And if you cook it, not completely done, but maybe three-quarters of the way through, and then use that fish then to make the way you normally make your tacos, you'll find that the taste is very, very good. And especially if you're smart enough to know how to make a salsa with something other than tomatoes, such as mango, as an example. Mango salsa and this mahi-mahi taco is a perfect meal, whether it's for a good big lunch or a nice dinner. It'd be very, very good. It also goes very well as a dessert or with a dessert. And that would be like with creme brulee. So if you like creme brulee and you want a little wine to go along with it, Viognier is the choice that I think you should think about because it's a pretty good thing. It's spicy. It's oaky. It's got nice tannins. It's kind of a straw color. It's a little more yellowish, if you will, than typical Chardonnay might be. It also has a little bit of an almond aroma to it. So if you like nuts, almonds, perfect. It's again, a full body, and it has a little bit of apricot, too, which I think is a unique thing in Viognier and something you don't find, as an example, typically in Chardonnay. So for those of you that are interested in going to your local store, to pick it up, fine. It's going to be about $21 a bottle. But there is not Steve Felton doesn't make an awful lot of wine in terms of volume because he's consulting to so many other wineries. He doesn't really have time to do what he'd like to do. So if you want to, you can go online to Steve Felton Wines, and you can purchase it online. They'll send it to you, and it's a very, very good product. And $21 is the typical price that you're going to pay for it. Also, I like to have a little bit of a chicken tagine, if you know what that is. That's a style of, it's an Asian dish, but it's made with chicken. Chicken tagine, and this Viognier is also very, very tasty, and they complement each other. So I'm hoping everybody's enjoying, I guess there's foods just like disappeared. having a good time with the wine, I hope. And then we're going to go to a break here in a minute or so. And then I'm going to tell you a little bit more about not only Viognier, but a little bit more about California wines when we come back. Just before we go to the break, let me just ask you a typical question that a lot of people ask me. How many wineries are there in the state of California? Now, when we say wineries, we're talking about legal bonded wineries. These are legitimate wineries, not just somebody making wine out of their bathroom. Yeah, got to go to a break. The answer is 4,300 wineries in California. Go to a break. We'll be back right after these messages.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal, marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wines Du Jour. You know, I wrote down a number of things that I like with Viognier, because I'm hoping that if you're not familiar with Viognier, you can buy some. Every wine store has some brand of Viognier. I suggest that you try Felton Cellars Viognier, but there are other Viogniers available. It's a taste that is, I don't know if you want to use the word, has an acquired taste, because it's not that strange, but it doesn't taste like Chardonnay, which everybody thinks white wine either tastes like Chardonnay or Sauvignon Blanc. That's about it. And this doesn't taste like either one. I think it's very, very good, and it's very food-friendly. Let me give you some ideas of what I wrote down here that go really well with it. Chicken curry. Now, you know, a lot of people wonder about curry, and if you make it yourself, you know how much heat there is or isn't in it, depending on how you like it, but most people think curry is automatically hot. And curry sauce does not have any heat in it at all. So it doesn't mean that that it's going to be hot. So don't be panicky and say, I don't want curry because it's hot. It isn't. Another thing I love with this is quail. Quail and viognier are made for each other. In addition to that, something else that I love with viognier that is a white wine as opposed to a red wine, and that is pork chops. Now, pork chops are very popular, and if you have a little apricot jelly or make an apricot sauce to go with that pork chop and that viognier, you're in seventh heaven. It's really, really good stuff. And, of course, I tell people this, and I don't think too many follow through because they don't know what viognier is, but they ask me, what's a good white wine for turkey for Thanksgiving? And the answer is viognier. However, you know, so if you need to get yourself familiar with viognier, and that way you can do something like that. Now, I'm not an advocate in any way, shape, or form of a fish called tilapia. I don't like it. It's not a very healthy fish to eat, I have to tell you. That's one of the reasons I don't like it, but it's available and it's popular with a lot of people. So if you like tilapia, you can, you know, angelonge is a sauce that goes really well. It kind of covers up the taste of tilapia. But, you know, it is used quite often with it. Halibut is a great fish to go along with viognier. And halibut is so easy to prepare because it has a texture that stands up to grilling, stands up to frying, stands up to baking, or even poaching. It doesn't fall apart. And it has a wonderful, delicate, it's a fishy taste, but not a negative fishy taste. It's a very positive fish taste. And that's why I recommend the halibut. Tofu, if you're into the vegan area, if you know teriyaki sauce, you can buy it in a bottle in almost any grocery store. Put a little of that on the tofu, and you'll love the taste of that with a little glass of viognier. It's not bad at all. So another one is baked brie. Now, baked brie is something, if you don't know how to make it, boy, you sure should. Force yourself to either go to my website and get a recipe or go somewhere and get a recipe for baked brie to find out how to do it. It's almost too simple to write down, but if you're not sure, it's best to find out. As long as your oven is working, you're in good shape. And baked brie with a little bit of apricot sauce on it, and that viognier, and boy, let me tell you, very nice. Some crackers or a little bit of French bread to go along with that, you're in very good shape. And one of the good cheeses that goes good with viognier, if you happen to, you know, make a cheese spread or put three or four different cheeses together and your guests can come and take what they want, is Gruyere. Gruyere, if you're not overly familiar with it, you should be. It's a very nice cheese, very popular, and goes really well. And almost any young sheep's milk cheese goes very well with viognier. Just thought you'd like to know that. It has vegetable leeks. Fennel is another one that goes well with viognier. So, you know, depending on what you're using the fennel with, you can put it in soup, for that matter, and it'll be very good. Green olives go very well. So if you're making a cheese platter with olives and so on, and a little bit of crusty bread, that and serving a little viognier as a white wine is very good. For a red wine, I might add a little Pinot Noir. So those two would go together with the cheeses and the olives and so on, and it'd be a nice compliment. If you're into, especially in the wintertime, using cranberries, you know, and I certainly do not mean cranberries out of a can. I don't know why that's even legal. It shouldn't be. They're horrible. I grew up, didn't know any different. My mother was not the greatest cook in the world. And every Thanksgiving, we open both ends of the can of cranberries and slide it out and slice it and put it on the table. And everybody was happier than hell. Oh, my God. Don't do that. Buy fresh and cook them yourself. It doesn't take much. Throw a little orange juice in there, bring them to a boil, turn it down to a simmer for about 8 minutes, turn it off, and it's ready. Either eat it hot or eat it chilled. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Viognier, and then we're going to go to two. So don't go anywhere. Be back after these messages.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Come on the Bali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. Also, there is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha. This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Hi, everybody. This is Michael Horn. And a lot of people ask me, how do I receive CRN? How can I tune it in? It's easy. Just use your smartphone. Take CRN with you everywhere. Right now, take your smartphone and dial pound 250 and hit send. When prompted, say CRN Talk. You'll immediately receive a text to download our app on your Android or iPhone. And you can listen to CRN wherever you are. Just dial pound 250 and hit send. When prompted, say CRN Talk.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a great time here at Olivia's Mexican Restaurant and Bar here at the Meadows Mall. And let me tell you, the food here is very good. It goes very well with that Felton Cellars wines. Stelton? Steve Felton, again, I'm sorry he wasn't able to come over here this evening, but we'll get him over here in the future, and you'll love what he has to say. He's very knowledgeable, and like I said earlier, I think he's probably the best winemaker in the state of California. Before we went to break, I asked you how many wineries there were, bonded wineries, there are in the state of California. And before we actually hit the button, let's say, to go to the commercial break, I gave you the answer, and that is 4,300 wineries just in California. It might even be more than that now, because that was that was probably a year old count. So it could have, you know, more grow all the time. You know, it's amazing when you have an opportunity to go to a place like Napa or Sonoma or Paso Robles or someplace like that, Santa Barbara, to taste wines, and there's a number of wineries around. You think that when you drive up to a winery, that's the winery's winery and that's all there is. But they could also be renting their space out and their equipment out to other people that have a bonding agreement with the federal government and make wines under a different label. So one winery might have five or six different labels, although only one of those labels are theirs. The others are people that have made arrangements to use their equipment and maybe even store in their cellar, depending on how the size of the winery. But it's kind of interesting that there's a number of wineries that do not actually have their own winery building or their own tasting room. So you can't find out what it tastes like until you buy one, and you buy one maybe online as opposed to in the retail store, because they just don't make enough to get the distribution out there. That's the problem some people have. Okay, our next wine is a 2014 Zinfandel. Now, Zinfandel did not originate in Italy like everybody thinks, but Italy was probably the second country to really pick up on the flavor. And then when the Italians invaded America a few years ago, they brought Zinfandel vines with them in their bag and planted them. And in Northern California is where it started pretty much for Zinfandel. It's become America's number one, what we call home wine. We can't claim Cabernet Sauvignon. It's going to be with France for the rest of eternity. And we can't claim some of the others, so we're down to Zinfandel. And Zinfandel is the American wine. I happen to think Zinfandel is a pretty tasty thing. The primary flavors of Zinfandel are black pepper, cherry, plum, boysenberry, cranberry, licorice. And all of those flavors are in a typical Zinfandel. And so what we have tonight to taste with that is a little bit of pork. And this pork is wrapped in a tortilla and deep fried. It's kind of unique. I don't know if there's a name for it. I'm not that familiar with Mexican cuisine, but I can tell you it sure was tasty, and it goes very, very well with the Zinfandel. So Zinfandel being a popular flavor, if you will, almost every winery has a vineyard with some Zinfandel grapes growing on it, and they make a certain amount of Zinfandel themselves. It has, with Zinfandel, when you swallow it, it has kind of a tobacco-y flavor to it. I don't know. I'm not saying it in a negative way, but it's a smoky or tobacco-y reaction to your palate, which is good. And let me tell you how it compares with other red wines, because, you know, some people aren't that familiar. We're not talking about white Zinfandel. We're talking about the real Zinfandel. White Zinfandel was done for a whole different reason. Let me tell you real quick about how that happened. Back in the 1970s, late 60s, early 70s, there was a winery called Sutter Homes. They're still there. I shouldn't say was, but there is a winery in California called Sutter Home. And Sutter Home was not doing financially very well at all. And they had a whole vineyard full of Zinfandel grapes, and they didn't know what to do with them. When I say that, they knew how to make wine out of it, but they didn't know, you know, Zinfandel was not a popular wine in the retail market. So the owner of the winery decided to just allow the juice and the skins to meld together for a shorter period of time than normal. So when you end up and he pulls the juice out of there, or pulls the skins and the meats and seeds out of the juice, it's more of a, let's call it pink. They called it white compared to Zinfandel itself, which looks like Cabernet or Merlot or one of the other dark red wines. So he gave it a name, White Zinfandel. He bottled it. He put it on the market, and I mean it flew off the shelves big time. He couldn't make it fast enough. In the meantime, obviously, other wineries saw it, and they decided to do the same thing because it looked like it was a successful thing, and now America knows what White Zinfandel is all about. And it's also, because it's not real deep and full-bodied in terms of flavor, and yet it has a little more flavor and so on than a white wine, White Zinfandel turned out to be pretty popular. We got to go to another break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Zinfandel and its taste, and then we'll talk about the pairing with it. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet right here on Wines du Jour.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV, the only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV, made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV, now available globally on your iPad, Droid, smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from Rome to Village to Sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
When you really want Italian food, really good Italian food, you've got to go to Colombo's. Colombo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Why? Well, here's a couple of reasons. Value. You get a lot for your money along with a load of deliciousness. You're not eating corporate food. Colombo's is family-owned and faithful to their long-held family recipes. We're talking service that's never fawning. You'll never get, "Hi, I'm Jennifer. I'll be your server tonight." Please. Jazz every night. Sizzling steaks. Luscious fish entrees. Yummy Italian specialties. And the world's greatest meatballs. Need I say more? Oh, I will. Value. Deliciousness. Italian family specialties. Friendly service. Colombo's. Yes! That little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Colombo's. Mangia.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here, and we're tasting the 2014 Felton Cellars Zinfandel. Boy, I'll tell you, it is delightful. I have to tell you, this is one of the better Zinfandels around. It goes so well with food, but it's by itself. It's just absolutely wonderful in taste. Now, this pairs well. I just want to mention this because I think it's important. Some people aren't familiar with what to go with barbecue. And barbecue and Zinfandel go pretty doggone well together. If it's beef or pork, or even chocolate cream pie Zinfandel goes with. It's something you probably hadn't thought of, and that's a good thing. Now, I'm going to just tell you something that you probably, doesn't make a lot of difference to you, but Steve Felton only made a little less than 100 cases of this Zinfandel, and he shared it with us tonight here at Meadows Mall. I have to tell you, thank you, Stephen. What a beautiful thing that you did for us. We really, really appreciate it. The aroma is kind of jambi. We call it brambly. It has blackberry, even fennel, and a little bit of chocolate in the nose. And that's kind of a good thing to go with a Zinfandel. So we're not talking about white Zinfandel. I've already given you that information. We're talking about the real thing here, the Zinfandel full-blown, if you will, coming to us from Paso Robles, which is halfway between the Santa Cruz Mountains and Santa Cruz itself, down to Santa Barbara, about halfway down and about 30 miles, I think, east of the Pacific Ocean, is the area known as Paso Robles. And let me just tell you, it really has grown as a quality area for making red wine in particular. However, they do have certain areas, and I mentioned to you a little bit earlier about the Viognier. There are certain areas in the Paso Robles area that are good for growing white or yellow grapes, and that's good. But mostly the wines coming out of the Paso Robles area are red wines, such as Pinot Noir or Cabernet Sauvignon, or, of course, now Tempranillo as well. So Zinfandel is a good wine. If you're not familiar with it, check it out. It's good for you. It pick up the spice in your taste and add it to sauces and so on. It's really good. If you're making a wine sauce, Zinfandel is not a bad idea. Now, Zinfandel is a little bit sweeter, if you will, than Cabernet Sauvignon and so on. And I told you a little bit earlier that I was going to tell you that a little bit about Cabernet and how it compares to some of the other red wines. It's lighter in color than most of the Cabernets and the Merlots, just so you know. However, it's light-bodied red, which is kind of familiar with what we know as Pinot Noir. So that's good. It has a moderate tannin level and high acidity and makes it taste a little bit more bold. Now, one thing about Zinfandel that is typical, and that is Zinfandel typically has more alcohol than your other grapes. So, well, you might have one that's 14 and a half. It might go all the way up to 16 in some of the Zinfandels. So it's a little higher in alcohol, and therefore it's sometimes tougher to pair with food. But in general, it's very, very palatable and desirable for most people. If you like Cabernet Sauvignon and or you like Pinot Noir, I think you'll also like Zinfandel. It's a very good red grape that goes well. It's a little higher in acid, but it has a little bold body to it, and I think it's very tasty. And this Stephen Felton has done a beautiful job with his Zinfandel here. I wanted to mention also that it retails for about $26 a bottle. The Zinfandel does. So, again, you can go online to feltoncellars.com and buy it. They'll send it to you without any problem. So that's a good thing, and that's a great way to find it. Okay, let's move over now to wine number three. Wine number three comes to us, actually, the varietal comes to us from Spain. In fact, it's the most popular red wine in the country of Spain. It's called Tempranillo. And Tempranillo is now grown by vineyards literally all around the world. Australia and New Zealand and so on also have picked up Tempranillo because it has its own little bit of uniqueness, if you will. It has intense aroma of Bing cherry. That's the way I look at it. You can swirl the wine around in your glass, and Bing cherry and plum just kind of jump up at you, and that's a good thing. It's on the spicy side, It has a little peppercorns, which is part of the spice, but it's something that's definite that you can taste there, and a little bit of cinnamon. So it goes very well with food. It's smooth in structure. It has an affinity to milk chocolate. So if you have any type of chocolate, such as chocolate pie, and you want to serve a little wine with it, you might want to consider a glass of Tempranillo to go along with that. That's a very good thing. It's also, if you like the Spanish dish called paella, it's absolutely a killer. Most people are, for some reason, afraid to try to make it. But let me tell you, if you'll just get a recipe and just bore down and make it the way the recipe says, you're going to love paella. Very, very good. And to serve with that paella is Tempranillo. That's a very good wine that pairs with it extremely well. And also, for those of you like myself that like Cajun Creole cuisine, let me tell you that Tempranillo is a wine that goes very well with Cajun food or Creole food, either one. Now, you know the difference between Cajun and Creole besides the spelling? Got to go to a break. We'll be back right after this.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at Olivia's Mexican Restaurant in the Meadows Mall here in Las Vegas. And we're featuring our third wine as we speak. Is the 2013 Felton's Tempranillo. Tempranillo being a Spanish grape. As most people, I think, know. If I were to tell you in Spanish cuisine that we wanted to have a little jamón, what do you think I would mean? And actually, jamón is the way that the Spanish pronounce ham. Jamón and ham are one and the same. And a little bit of jamón goes very well with things like curried meats, if you like that. It could be sausages. It could be salamis and things of that nature. And let me tell you, tempranillo goes very well with it. So there's a lot of people that takes a little bit of cheese and some of the two or three different kinds of salami, slice them, put them on a plate, and have a nice little snack while they're watching a football game or something of that nature. So that's something to consider. But don't forget the jamon or the ham. Ham goes well with it. What else does tempranillo go well with? Well, listen to this. Lasagna. Now, most people think you have to have Italian wine to enjoy with the lasagna. It's not true. A little tempranillo is not bad at all. Or even pizza. Tempranillo goes well with pizza. Or let's just say tomato-based sauces or tomato-based dishes. That makes it easier. Now, if you're, we talked about Louisiana, about Cajun and so on, grits or polenta. Polenta is the Italian answer for grits, which is the southern answer for corn. You know, that's all it is, nothing more. And also, tempranillo goes well with Mexican food. That's one of the reasons that we're here this evening. And the Mexican food is, well, let me just tell you a few items. This goes well with tacos. It goes well with nachos, which we just ate. It goes well with burritos, and it goes well with chili rellenos. Now, chili rellenos, I happen to really think, are excellent. When they're good, they're absolutely outstanding. And chili rellenos and tempranillo go very, very well together. And no, you do not have to have refried beans and Spanish rice in order to eat Mexican food. You know, it's just about everywhere you go in the little mom-and-pop type of Mexican restaurants, Spanish rice and refried beans are with almost every dish that they serve. Folks, you go to Mexico, you might not ever see refried beans, or you may not see Spanish rice, or certainly not with 90% of all the dishes that they serve, we'll put it that way. It's not that they don't have it. It is not that big a thing, but it's easier for Americans to learn how to do, make a little bit of rice or make a little bit of refried beans. It's easy to do, or buy it, take it out of a can and heat it up. That's kind of like, okay, I guess you could do that if you want, but we prefer to do it from scratch. That's always the best way and always the best taste. There's no question about that. So tempranillo is a medium body. It has a very elegant structure to it. You can taste a few layers of flavor in this wine, and I think it's pretty doggone tasty myself. I love it. So if you don't know too much about it, make sure that you go get yourself a bottle of Tempranillo. Go into the retail wine store. Tell the person there that you're not familiar with Tempranillo and ask them to recommend Tempranillo in your price range, whatever that is, $10, $15, $25, whatever. And they will always give you two or three or four different wines, and then you pick one of those and try it. The ones that they tell you about are the ones that they would drink themselves. And then, you know, chances are you're not going to buy something you don't like. So you buy one of those and try it. It'll work out really well. And if you're going to do that, I suggest that you try it with some food. So if you can remember some of the combinations that I mentioned, you'll find that it works out very, very well. And that I think everybody should be happy. I want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour, Food and Wine at America's, our beautiful place here at the Meadows Mall in Las Vegas. We're America's number one syndicated food and wine radio show. We broadcast each week at this very same time on this very same station that you're listening to. So you can, or you can go to leskincaid.com and choose to listen to any of them at 24/7. That's anytime you want. If you've enjoyed our broadcast.